Channel 9. We are at the Executive Meeting Center from Microsoft here in Barcelona, Spain. This is sort of ground zero for all things happening from Windows Phone 7. Yeah. And this man is Matt Behnke, who you're going to get to know really well because he's actually the new GM of Developer and Marketplace for Windows Phone 7. Is that right?
That is.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's a long title.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your new role. Can you sort of explain where you came from and what you plan to do here?
Sure, absolutely. So it's a new role, actually. We used to have separate developer and marketplace teams, and it turns out that they're connected. Apps come in from our developers,
yes,
from the publishing community, and then we, you know, certify them, we process them, we publish them, and we put them out in our marketplace where we can promote and sell them. So, you know, we're bringing the teams together. I'm pretty excited about the role.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So I would assume you're going to be pretty hands-on amongst the developers and that sort of, that ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to be here in Barcelona because a lot of developers are here. They're coming to see what's new, what's hot, what's the latest, you know, and Monday I connected with quite a few of them and get a chance to do that again tomorrow.
Nice. And I've heard rumors of an update that's coming out that developers can look forward to. Can you shed some any light on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're pretty excited to be coming out in the next few weeks with new capabilities. We'll have copy-paste. We'll have, which is fantastic. We'll have that. We'll have better multitasking, better ability for apps to launch again from the background.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got more coming later in the year that Steve started to talk about, things like IE9 with HTML5 compliance and a lot of other
goodness.
What
about SkyDrive? I've heard some SkyDrive news.
Yeah, SkyDrive is coming, which is pretty exciting. That means people can easily automatically back up their documents, their office documents. They can access them from their PC, from their phone, without really having to think about it.
Awesome. And all this in the next few weeks or sort of spread out throughout the year?
Some of those are coming in the next few weeks. Some of them are coming later in the year. Things like the IE9, the HTML5 browser are coming out later in the year.
Gotcha.
And most of the others are coming in the next few weeks.
Cool. Now, we've been here in Barcelona for a few days. What are some of the more exciting things that you've seen and heard?
Well, so working with developers, working on our marketplace, there's a lot going on. Probably the most exciting thing is the partnership we just announced with Nokia.
Yes.
Developers want to be able to make money. Developers want to have the satisfaction.
And they should.
And we want to help them do that.
And this deal with Nokia will sort of enable that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they want the satisfaction of the opportunity to make money, the opportunity to see other people enjoying their work.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've always felt that Windows Phone was going to get to the volumes that we aspire toward. Nokia is exciting because it's a clear path and it will accelerate us to the kinds of volumes that we really want to provide to our developers.
Awesome. Well, I've had some time to explore the show floor myself, but I know you have a phone on hand.
I do.
And hopefully you're still willing to give me some demos.
Absolutely,
sure. Show some of your personal favorite apps.
I'd be glad to. Thanks for asking. So this is my Samsung with my darling girls on the front. And,
is that the picture that came with the phone?
Something like that. That was a very expensive picture. I'm going to hide my secret code, which you'd never figure out by the flashy movements of my thumb, and everybody's familiar
and
with
which version are you here? Is this the Samsung Focus?
This is the Samsung Focus.
Nice.
As you know, you can change the theme. I happen to be blue today.
Aww.
Seems to, missing Valentine's Day, you know how it goes. But as you all know, you can fit your favorite apps to the home screen, your favorite people. Yes, I am still a mommy's boy. That's good. Well, mom and dad in this case. But, you know, I like to put my apps toward the bottom because I can quickly swipe all the way up and see them, you know, hang out more and more with developers. So it's, of course, important to tweet. And
so this is the new official Twitter app.
This is our new Twitter app. We're doing more work this year to integrate Twitter more deeply into the experience, just the way we have Facebook.
Yeah.
So that Twitter updates and photos and things like that will just appear in your photo hub or your people hub. We're not quite there yet. So for now, we have this app, which is also actually really a lot of fun. You can see my last tweet. You can see my the people who I follow.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, I do. Because,
I'm with you. Don't worry.
It can't be all serious. You know, and you can see the different options that you have here. I can easily refresh. I can compose a tweet, send a message, or search. You know, needless to say, I've enjoyed following the top ones. I can compose a tweet from here. I can refresh. Let's see. Perez Hilton's also fun to follow. You know, you can see what's hot in terms of trends. Boy, there's no trends. That's just sad. Hopefully my Wi-Fi connection isn't so bad. Oh, let's see. Suggested nearby. Searches. Top. I am Diddy. Boy, that's exciting. Let's do a tweet, shall we? So working with developers, I can say And, you know, it's a big week for Nokia and Microsoft, so channel 9, rocks. Needless to say, the typing correction is pretty good.
Nice.
Comes in handy.
And send it out, let the world know.
Absolutely. Well, it's not going to be any fun without a hashtag, right? So, whoa! And Noke. Microsoft is a popular hashtag this week. So, boom.
Nice.
Off it goes into the world. You know, while it was out there, Barack updated us on the world. He's holding a news conference. It's very important.
I'm sure he's following those tweets as well.
He is. So it's a lot of fun to see, you know, and I can, someday maybe I'll have a following. That might be exciting. You know, and I can see who's saying what about what I've posted recently.
Nice.
You know, it's
very
a lot
nice.
Of fun. And it's great to see an app like this. Part of the reason we like the Twitter app is because it uses the Metro design language really well. And it uses the panorama, so you can see I'm swiping around. So it doesn't feel like I'm falling off some cliff into a different user experience.
No, it's very fluid. I like it. I like it very much. So let's take a look at Amazon.
All right, let's do it. So I wanted to show you another one, which is awfully handy. This is our only a few weeks old Amazon shopping app that we built together with our neighbors, Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, it was big news, and people were very excited about the Kindle app.
Yes.
And we definitely showed that on Hot Apps on Channel 9, so I'm excited to see this one.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just like using Amazon on your browser and your PC, but with the intelligence of a client app. So it kind of combines the power of the client and the service.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we co-designed this with them. You can see the panorama concept. So, you know, based on things that I purchased recently, I can go get another coffee machine or a humidifier or a book, whatever it is, you know, some children's books. Here's today's deals, you know, and then just the welcome screen. I can do a search. So I've been traveling a lot. When I do get home, it's an awful lot of fun to do a little Lego project with my kids, you know, so I can do, let's just say, Lego Star Wars and see what comes up today.
We'll
okay,
pull it
up. So I, you know, right from here, you know, it already
awesome.
Has me logged in. It has a secure credential that keeps me there. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
So it's,
I mean,
just like using the website. You would hit add to cart and then proceed to check out and call it a day.
Yeah. Boom.
Awesome.
And
so easy to spend money.
It really is.
We really
wherever
help people.
I go. And again, I'll just show you one other thing. Here you are again in a specific product, and it's the same panorama user experience. So get the overview. You can see the details of it. You know, you can read other consumers' reviews, which comes in handy.
Wow.
You know, maybe there's some out there that are used. And then, oh, I like that, but maybe something similar. And even click deep into some of the images, you know. And, you know, get an
That's
idea
great.
Of what it looks like. So, a lot of fun. Just met with Amazon here
last
night.
It's so
easy
and so clean, it seems. You know, it's just like a very straightforward app.
Yeah, I think it's where we're going, you know. And it's just been so fun this week because we've had a stampede of developers, you know, individuals and big companies like Amazon who are excited about the Windows Phone momentum and, frankly, really excited about the Nokia announcement and asking how they get to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, great. All right, but there's one more app that I wanted you to demo for us, and this is something that you said you picked up when you were in London on your way here.
Yeah, I was in London on the way over.
Some local flavor.
I keep all my favorites on the home screen, but, you know, for those that might be a little obscure, you just pan over to the right, you know, and you've got your list here. I found some creative person in the UK put together something called Septic's Freebie, and it, you know, helps you with those British witticisms because, you know, it's important that you...
So someone's on the street, you're at a cafe, they say something, and you're like, what does that mean? Yeah. I don't speak British.
Right. I don't know what a boot is.
Here you go.
The windscreen, you know, I'll give you an example. It's a little bit on the edge, but you get the idea. It turns out that, you know, you don't want to create a cultural faux pas. And it turns out that pissed can mean very different things, right? In the UK, I'm not angry at you, I'm drunk.
They sometimes go hand in hand.
They can go hand in hand. I'm usually a happy drunk, actually.
Okay, good.
So Brits do not use it alone as a contraction, like pissed off. Rather, I was really pissed with my boss at work today. Would mean something entirely different in the UK.
Completely different. Probably and, less okay to be drunk at work.
When in London, do as the Brits would do and get it together. And what's even cooler is, you know, same kind of thing, you know, whether you're a big company like Amazon or an individual developer, we're helping our community, you know, get to know the user interface, our fonts, but also the panorama. So,
yeah, it's great.
You know, I'm not clever enough to think of good ones, you know, so you can look up bank holiday, you know, a holiday for which you've forgotten the purpose but just didn't want to go to work, apparently. So there's three cool new apps.
Very cool. Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing all this news with us. And hopefully you'll be a frequent visitor on Channel 9 and keep our developers up to date with everything you've got going on.
I would be delighted to. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.